Hey, Rachel Marks, your roadside assistance. My name is Shanice. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Hi, yes, ma'am. My name is Jenny with Mercury Insurance. I do have my customer on the other line, experiencing some difficulties with her towing that we set up for her earlier.
What's the customer's phone number?
It is 916-640-9300.
One moment, I'm looking it up. Oh, what's the customer's name?
Melissa Yates.
Right, and what problem is the customer having?
She said that something about they're just that she's experiencing issues about the vehicle. I guess she said it's like wrapped around a tree or something. Or I'm not sure exactly how the accident. I mean, it's just the one vehicle. They crashed into a tree. And they're trying to recover. She's trying to get the vehicle, towed, but she's just having difficulties with the tow. I guess the tow company that's there. I'm not sure exactly the exact details, but I just told her I would contact you guys just to see what the problem is since she's having that problem. I do have her on the other line. I don't know if you can assist her.
I'm not, I'm
I can.
sorry. Could you repeat it for me one more time what the problem is with the ticket?
Right, so that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know exactly the full details of the situation of the vehicle. All I know is that she's having problems with getting the vehicle towed. Not sure if the driver's there with her trying to get the vehicle. But like I said, I do have her on the other line. I don't know if you'll be able to speak with her to try to, help her with this.
One moment, please.
Okay.
Before you get over, just one moment, please.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm still here with you, just waiting on a response from a supervisor to see how they want to proceed. One moment.
Okay.
All right, thank you for patiently holding for me. You said your name was Jamie, right?
Yes.
Okay, Ms. Jamie, I did relay the information to my supervisor, and they've had this call once before, but they just got off the phone with the claims department about this ticket, and an email was sent to the adjuster for this particular claim, and the adjuster was not available. So the customer will need to get a ride home and continue the tow once the adjuster responds back. The adjuster from Mercury responds back.
Yeah, the adjusters are out on the weekend. So
yeah, this is coming from management though, so that's what we have to do.
Okay. Are you gonna let the customer know that? Because I don't
let the customer know that.
Okay, but we got you guys to help with the towing and the dispatch that. Like, I mean, yeah. So I mean, she's on the line. Can you let her know that what your supervisor just said?
I'm not sure why aren't you able to let the customer know that information?
Because we dispatched you guys, and now there's complications with that.
Know. You can get the customer
okay.
over.
Thank
Your name
you.
Was Jenny, right? Make sure I put that
H.
in my notes.
Yes, ma'am.
Jenny H? Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And I'm sending her right over. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Shanice from Emergency Roadside Assistance on a recorded line. I did speak with Jenny from Mercury and informed her that what you will have to do is you will have to get a ride home because of the fact that the adjuster from Mercury is unavailable for this tow. So you will have to get a ride home, and we can complete the tow once the adjuster for Mercury reach out back to us.
So we're just going to leave the truck there?
That's correct.
And there's
I
no
did
implications
explain
that
to
that.
The Mercury agent as well, because the adjuster from Mercury is not available, so there's nothing that we're able to do at this time until they reach back to Emergency Roadside.
Okay. And what about the police? Or, I mean, it's in a dangerous spot. It needs to be.
I mean, you're more than welcome to call the police if you're in an unsafe location. We always advise that our customers to call the police if they're in danger.
But what you're advising right now as a Mercury agent is that we leave our vehicle and trailer there.
Because
and
the
you will take care
Mercury
of it
adjuster
Monday?
Was not available, so we can't do anything until the Mercury adjuster gets back to us. I can't say if that would be Monday or Sunday. It's just whenever the Mercury adjuster is available.
Okay, but Mercury is telling us to leave the car there. Is that what
yeah,
you're telling me?
I did try to get the Mercury agent to explain this to you, but they really insisted that we tell you this information. But, yes, ma'am, you have to leave the car there and get a ride home. Again, we cannot assist with the tow until the Mercury adjuster is available.
All right. Could you transfer back to the
I don't have a way to get you back over to the Mercury agent. That's why I didn't want her to leave the line, but that's what she wanted to do.
Okay, so can I just get your name then? So I
my name is
Jenny.
The Mercury agent name is Jenny. Jenny H.
Jenny?
That's the Mercury agent. Jenny H.
And yours?
My name is Jenny. I'm just Roadside.
Yeah, no, I'm not mad at you. I just want to know who to reference when I tell them that that's why we did it. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.